sung by Roger Daltrey, will serve as a theme to introduce my next guest. You may remember hearing about FLDS, a cult of fundamentalist Mormons in Arizona and Utah, who were led by Warren Jeffs, the group's self-proclaimed prophet, a man who has 78 wives and 53 children and somehow still controls all of them from his cell in a federal prison where he is serving a sentence of life plus 20 years. Almost all of his followers keep quiet about what he's done, but not Rachel Jeffs, one of his daughters, who left the church in 2015 and moved to Idaho and has her own family now, and has written Breaking Free, How I Escaped Polygamy, the FLDS Cult, and My Father, Warren Jeffs. Rachel joins me now. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thanks for coming on today. Since rule number one in the FLDS is never question the prophet, and you obviously did, do you have any contact with any of these people who were part of your extended family?
I don't have any contact with people really inside the church, just people who have left.
Do you miss them?
Of course, I miss my family.
Let's talk about some of the abhorrent things that were going on here, since you write about them at length in here. What are some of the, before we get to the sexual abuse, et cetera, what are some of the rules that your father insisted on as you were growing up?
That we should always obey. He actually required high moral standards. He just didn't follow them himself. He required our obedience, most especially. And, you know, boys don't look at girls, all that.
Mm-hmm. When you say obedience, it was... was it just him, or was it all men that you had to obey?
We were all required to obey our own fathers or husbands.
Mm-hmm. So at what age, let's get into this now, at what age did he start sexually abusing you?
When I was 8, he started, and you know, it was against the way he had taught me, so I knew he was doing wrong.
So how did that work? Would he call you into his office or?
Yeah, he'd call me into his office or take me on rides alone. And it was just a really quiet, behind closed doors type of a situation. No one really realized that that's what he's doing to his own daughters.
In the picture section of your book, there's a family photo with your father and a bunch of other people, and a picture of you on the right in a, looks like a blue gingham dress, and you've got your hands on your face, and in the caption you say you were pretending to be cute, and you were 8 years old. Just thinking about what you just told me and seeing that picture makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. How is it when you think back on it?
It's very painful. I enjoyed having my brothers and sisters around me, but I don't really like to think of those memories with him very much.
Did you at the time talk about it with other girls who were having, I'm guessing, the same experience with your father?
Nope, I didn't. I never did speak of it until I was much older. I thought I was the only one.
You never, in all the years that you were in there, you never told anybody about what your father was doing to you?
I told my mother once when I was 10 that he silenced her. I don't know what he said because she did go face him, but I don't know what made her not protect me. I know she was afraid of him.
Wow. Was she sent away when she went to tell him that? Because this is one of the things your dad did, right?
Yeah, not at the time. He didn't have that power, but as he gained power, he took her kids away from her and was quite unkind to her.
Your dad didn't start the FLDS. That was your grandfather?
No, it was started many years earlier, but eventually my grandfather became the leader and then my father.
Uh-huh. Was it run like this by previous leaders?
No, it was never very, it wasn't near as bad until Warren Jeff took over. That's when it got really bad and a lot of people got hurt and have suffered a lot since he took over.
So he's the one who perverted the original religion that you were part of and turned it into this something for really just himself. And then that happened when you were 8 years old, and the abuse went on for several years until when did it stop?
So I was 16, and I told him, wrote him a letter and told him how much I hated him for it, and he quit. But then he started marrying really young girls after that.
Girls as young as 12, right?
Right.
And you were yourself, speaking of marriage, you were forced into your own marriage when you were 18 years old. How did that happen?
Yeah, I just got told that I was getting married, and the next day I got married.
You had never met this man before?
I hadn't.
Was he from inside the family?
He's in the church. He was like one of Warren Jeff's bodyguards.
So you kind of...
I'd seen him, but I'd never met him personally.
Do you know why you were chosen for him?
I don't know. I'm sure because he was close to the family.
And when I say you were forced into this marriage, you couldn't have said no.
No, I couldn't have said no. If I would have said no, I would have been basically cast out of the church without any family or friends.
Did that man who you married then have other wives already?
Yep, he had two wives already and then got two more after me.
And did you have children with him?
I did. I had five children with him.
I look at the picture at the end of that section, and it's you with your five kids, three daughters, two sons. As your daughters were growing up, did they grow up inside this movement, and did you fear the same thing would happen to them?
Yes, very much. And that was a big reason why I left. And after my dad, Warren Jeff, started accusing me of wrongs and sins I hadn't ever done and separating me from my kids, and I realized that I just couldn't live that way anymore. It was just not good for my kids or me.
Were your kids abused by anybody?
Yes, my sister wives, when they had control over them, then they were very unkind at times, and they suffered a lot at the other wives' hands.
Your sister wives, does that mean that they were all
married to my husband?
Yeah, okay. It's all very hard to understand, so I'm trying to wrap my head around it as I talk to you. And as I read the book, you explain a lot of these things, but it's still, you must understand, it's so bizarre for those of us who were never inside this to try to understand why people were treated this way by others who so supposedly loved them.
Yeah, and, the further I get away from it, the more bizarre it is to me. I just think, wow, that is really crazy.
When you didn't obey your father, what were the punishments?
He usually would treat me like I was bad or in front of the whole family. They didn't understand what I had done. They just would treat me accordingly. He'd withdraw all my privileges, wouldn't let me go do anything with my brothers or sisters. He would take me out of school. He wouldn't let me go to school, just different things like that. Make me feel like I was pretty much worth nothing.
When you say not allow you to go to school, you didn't actually go to a public school, right?
No, but we went to a private school.
Yeah, everything happened. Your entire life took place on this, let's call it a compound, right?
Yeah.
And was this a life of poverty?
Not necessarily. At times, we didn't have a lot of money in my dad's family, but as he gained power, then we were fairly well off.
You were. So, yep. Compared to your kids, let's say, today?
Yeah, at times, we had pretty much everything we needed. We didn't do a lot of things that my kids get to do today. They have so many more freedoms than I had as far as public school, having friends whoever they want, having fun. they have a lot more freedoms.
When you were growing up, there was no mingling with the outside world, right?
Right.
Did you know there was an outside world?
Very much. We got taught that there was an outside world, that the outside world was very wicked, and that we were the good people, We got taught all that.
So it was sort of a perverted version of social history as taught from his point of view.
Yeah, very much.
And no access to TV, no internet, obviously.
No.
So when you're in that world and you don't know of any other world, did you have a happy childhood?
I loved having a lot of brothers and sisters, so I felt like I had a lot of friends. But, you know, my life with my dad, as far as the sexual abuse, that was very painful. But in other ways, I had a lot of fun with my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible question for me to ask somebody who was sexually abused starting at 8 years old and went on for years and years that, you know, did you have a happy childhood? But I know that people who don't grow up with much and don't know that the rest of the world has much, they still can play and be kids and go outside and, you know, if you have a field and a ball or a rock or anything, you can kind of make your own fun, right?
Yeah, you really can, and we definitely did that.
Where did all these women who married your father come from?
Just from families inside the church. No one has been converted. Everyone has just grown up inside the church.
So 78 wives and 53 children and your dad, that's the whole group?
That's just your family. No, the group numbered over 10,000.
10,000? All living on these compounds in Arizona and Utah?
Well, they were originally from Arizona and Utah, you know, then they kind of moved all over the western United States.
But as I said, you didn't mingle much with the outside world. Was the outside world aware of what was going on under Warren Jeffs?
Not so much until people like me have come out and told their stories. They didn't really know it was such a secretive group.
Yeah.
They just don't, you know, they slowly are finding out, I guess.
You talk in the book about how he controlled you, if not you, certainly the rest of the FLDS, and still does to this day, from behind bars. How does that work?
Through messages and letter writing from visits, etc.
So he'll tell
phone calls.
He'll tell other members of the church how to run things and how to change.
And they
things.
Obey,
and,
yeah.
And they obey, because what's the punishment if they don't?
All believe, which we were all taught from birth, basically, that if we don't obey that one man, the prophet or the leader of the church, that they'll lose their salvation.
Okay, so once you got out from under this, or did you feel like you were getting enlightened to your father's lies while you were still there? Or did it happen once you were out?
No, while I was there, I very much realized how deceiving he was, how he would accuse me of things that weren't true. You know, and I realized that he was just trying to scare me into believing him and trying to rule me through fear, and I hated him for it, you know. I didn't want to live that way.
How long did you have to feel that way before you were able to escape?
I felt that way for a while because it was just hard mostly to figure out how to get out.
How did you get out?
I first helped my sisters out. And then they helped me out. I helped them get a hold of our grandparents and relatives outside the church. And then they went and got them, and then they came and helped me get out.
Well, how do you do that? How do you do that if you don't have any contact with the outside world?
You know, we had phones, just that the only numbers we were supposed to have were the bishops, you know, and the leaders' numbers. We weren't supposed to call each other, but we secretly shared each other's numbers. And then I knew that if you could call 411, then you could figure out people's numbers. Mm-hmm. So I helped my sisters do that, and that's how we found our grandma's number and stuff.
On the back cover of your book, it says, "I am not a victim, and I do not want anyone's sympathy. I wrote this book to help others who have suffered from similar experiences, whether in the FLDS church or enthralled to some other circumstance beyond their control. I want people to know that it's possible not only to overcome their trials, but also to use those difficult experiences to help others. No matter where you come from or what you've been through, we are all in this together." I'm curious, since the book came out a few weeks ago, have you heard from other people who have been in similar circumstances, even if they're not in the FLDS, but have had to escape horrible circumstances and have gotten some power from reading what you've written?
Yeah, I've had a lot of messages, personal messages and stuff come in on Facebook, etc., from people expressing their thanks about the story and how it helped them in their difficult experiences, some voicing that they are in hard experiences, etc.
So you wrote this book to help them, and did it, in doing so, also help you?
Oh, yeah, very healing to realize how many people it would help and to feel the support of people that didn't put up with that sort of lifestyle, you know. It was very healing.
I bet you wish you could do more to get more of the people out from under your father's thumb.
So very much. So very much.
Is there anything that anyone can do?
It's really hard to convince them, but we're trying to figure out a plan. Figure it out.
Who's we?
Me and my brothers and sisters are out. You know, we're trying to figure out how we can just find, well, first of all, find them. Because, you know, especially our family, more than Jeff's family, is very much in hiding, so it's hard to find them.
Mm-hmm. So what is your life like today?
It's much happier. I mean, freedom cannot be described after going through that kind of a life. And so I think the gratitude I feel for freedom and my kids feel is just beyond explanation. We're very happy.
You're making all your own choices?
Yep, I am.
Yeah. Well, this is a fascinating read, and I'm glad you wrote it, and I'm glad to hear that it's helping other people. And as I said, there were parts of this book that not only made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, but turned my stomach at the horrible acts that your father committed, not only upon you, but upon dozens of other little girls and yeah. And the adult women as well. They're part of the problem. I mean, not part of the problem, but part of the victim group here as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I hope more of them can get out. I hope you're successful in your efforts, and I thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
That's Rachel Jeffs. The book is called Breaking Free, How I Escaped Polygamy, the FLDS Cult, and My Father, Warren Jeffs. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.